Y blank blank T blank blank E. Two possibilities I see. There's yew tree, clue, common graveyard plant. The top half fits, but the bottom can't. And that's okay, because there's YouTube, clue, Google streaming host. The O, the U's, the B, almost, but not quite. Wait a minute, can it really be? It looked like two, but it's really three. Y blank blank T blank blank E. How could I not see? Yahtzee.
Graphics needs the puzzles, Mr. Otto.
It's Bob Stewart, and they can have them.
Welcome, one and all, to Word Nerd, the competitive crossword game show. Hosted by America's second favorite cruciverbalist, Bob Otto!
Bob, who's America's first favorite cruciverbalist?
Can't talk right now, Stuart. So you wanna be the word nerd? Then extend your pen and sword, cause if you wanna be the word nerd, you gotta be a boss across the board. So if your friends say thanks, but mine is mostly blanks, and you're somehow undeterred, then you might have what it takes to be the word nerd. I am so excited to join you all for another fantastic episode of Word Nerd! Now, let's give a warm welcome to our first contestant from Kankakee, Illinois, Cynthia Williams! In Kankakee, Cynthia works as a librarian, where she's thankful to spend so much time surrounded by words which aren't her own.
I've always known that I've had a little knack, so at work on my break, there's a puzzle and a snack, and my friends make fun. But when this is done, maybe they'll take it all back.
Our next contestant, hailing from Queens, New York, is software engineer Gary Trundle. When he's not coding, Gary is chair of the New York City Audubon Society, a decidedly difficult job in a city where, and I quote, pigeons abound.
I do the times every morning on the train to escape the career that is driving me insane. But if I win this, I can find my bliss, pack up my stuff and go live with the puffins in Maine.
And last but certainly not least, our returning champion, a climatologist from Salem, Oregon, and the cumulative winner of more than $150,000, Patrice Jackson!
I watch the show since it helps me to relax, because the words come from clues based in evidence and facts, which are hard to find. In a world that's blind, forests are burning and oceans are churning, and everyone's turning their backs! When I get to be on Word Nerd, all those worries fade away.
That's when they let you onto Word Nerd. You get to be important for a day.
And though we all save face and say I'm proud to place, and I'd be fine if I got third, there's not a doubt in my mind I'll be the Word Nerd.
Now, we should move on from introductions, lest we run out of time to do what we came here to do. Now, Cynthia, Gary, Patrice, have any of you ever seen a crossword puzzle before? Suppose I could have guessed that one. You're not new to the game. Every one of you's been solving for a while. And all the rules are the same, plus the universal cruciverbal style. Except that once a clue's been read, you'll race to solve it head to head, which might just be why you came. Now, I know that you three and all of you out there in the audience are already familiar with the structure and strategy of the game. Three rounds, each featuring a puzzle of increasing difficulty. But for the benefit of those of you watching at home, let me offer a modicum of guidance. Every round takes some smarts,
like at breakfast when you're solving at the table.
But number three's off the charts,
so you better solve as quickly as you're able.
And don't forget the words you found, you'll need them in the bonus round.
That's where the fun really starts. Now, of course, only our top two competitors can move on to the bonus round. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Patrice, you are our returning champion, so you will have the honor of selecting the first clue of round one. Let's take a look at the board and see what our options are.
I tune in every week for Word Nerd. It's the best show on TV, because Bob Otto's hosting Word Nerd. And he's the most imposed a host can be. Plans out every puzzle,
and each clue he does will
be the best you've ever heard.
Bob wouldn't say it himself, but he's the Word Nerd.
And with that, our third and final puzzle is complete. There were some tough ones in there. Wonder who decided to put us through all that. Cynthia, Patrice, you are our two leaders. Gary, unfortunately, this is where your Word Nerd journey ends. Just know you've played a fantastic game. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The bonus round! In just a second, your letter inventories will be made available to you. You may begin at the chime. As a reminder, the bonus round is the culminating event of Word Nerd's gameplay. While working to solve the previous three puzzles, our competitors have assembled an alphabetic inventory of every letter they've contributed to the board. They will now have 60 seconds to use as many of those letters as they can to form a complete, grammatically correct sentence. The creator of the longest sentence will win the biggest prize of all, a chance to return for next week's episode. Word Nerd devotees will tell you that when it comes to the bonus round, it really is anybody's game. Whose will it be tonight? We'll find out in 3, 2, 1. It's time to take a look at the sentences you've assembled. Cynthia, we'll start with you.
Zambonis veer to dangerous shacks and relax as divers peer at grapes.
Oh, bravo, Cynthia! Zamboni is an especially fun way to integrate the Z from Yahtzee. Let's see if it's long enough to unseat our reigning champ. Patrice, let's take a look at the sentence you've assembled.
People weirdly bake contrasting doll shapes on their new Polish bread.
Ooh, Patrice, your sentence is indeed longer than Cynthia's, but I'm sorry to say it contains a grammatical error. The wrong form of there, which can only mean one thing. Word Nerd has found a new champion! Congratulations, Cynthia! That's all the time we have for Word Nerd.
We're done!
But we'll
for
see
now.
You back next week. Perhaps in person here on Word Nerd.
What fun and
technique!
And though we're sad to go, we heard we have to show that no matter how absurd.
Heart, that you may someday take part, then that's a pretty good start.